These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs. Well, hello and welcome to our Wealth Creation Program with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host. It's great to have all of you listening in today. I am super excited about today's topic as it's all about the Isaderby promotion and contest, which is just beginning and in full swing, as a matter of fact. I have to say that the Isaderby contest, when they roll around each and every year, people have so much fun and see such significant growths in their business, in their teams, organization. It's just incredible to me. And we have the amazing Jackson Parr with us. He hails from down under. I'm very excited about that. Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia. And he actually joined in August of 2013. So he hasn't even been doing this for two full years. He'll be coming up on his second anniversary with Isagenix in August at Celebration. He's 27 years old. He is currently one of the START ambassadors. He's in START 1000. He's received the Shooting Star, the Rising Star Awards. He is a four-time Isaderby winner, where he has literally placed in the top teams, been taken on the Isaderby trips. He's going to share his experience with all of those and actually share with all of you exactly what he did, you know, to win and to enjoy the Isaderby trips. From activities to things that worked, things didn't work, all kinds of stuff. So with that being said, Jackson, welcome. Great to have you.
Oh, thank you very much. What an honor to be on this call with you.
Yeah, well, we're very excited. And so before we get into the whole Isaderby contest, I mean, what is going on? Like, what has been happening in your life over the last 2 years? I mean, kind of paint the picture with everybody on how you got involved and share a little bit about your story.
Oh, wow. It's hard to imagine. How I got involved with Isagenix, I actually said no to Isagenix probably sitting around 4 years ago now. I was in that skeptical hater, that can't be real, true kind of mentality. Mm-hmm. So I brushed it off and I went and did my 50 hours a week working. I was a forklift driver, working there. And then I just started to really hate the picture I was painting of it. Well, if I just keep on doing this, what's my life going to look like? So then it came around to me again nearly 2 years ago, and I was still a massive skeptic, but they talked to me about the money back guarantee, and that was what kind of got me over the line to at least open my mind up enough where I could try it. And my results, you know, when you get that feeling of, oh, I've never felt this good, I've never looked this good, once I had that feeling in myself and my before and afters and all that, I couldn't shut up about how awesome this was. And it's kind of escalated from there. And I'm excited to be on this call because Isaderbys, they've kind of been those stepping stones for me to really learn how to grow this business. Because I mean, I still don't know what I'm doing, but especially before Isaderbys, I had no idea what I was doing. And it kind of gave me some awesome guidelines to follow to grow a business.
That's so funny. You say you still don't know what you're doing, and your rank is 8-star platinum circle, 6-star crystal executive. I mean, That's very serious money. That's a huge organization, a huge business. Well, that's cool. So you've never built in a network marketing company. Isagenix is definitely your first company to do something like this.
I actually, at the same time I started Isagenix, because I reached that point where I was like, I need money, man. I'm struggling. I was in another network marketing company, did it for about 3 months, and I didn't make a cent. So, yeah, if anything, I thought I could never do this thing.
That's funny. You know what? We hear that all the time, though. It's interesting how many people we capture in the whole prospecting scene that people are like, what? I didn't even know this existed. Or people that are like, yeah, I did that. It's not going to work. And then they become a millionaire in Isagenix. It's so much fun. Well, let's get in. Yeah. Let's get into the challenge. I mean, Isaderby is all about doing income producing activities, basically rank advancing, enrolling, helping other people enroll, all kinds of things. And you get points for doing all of these business building activities. And of course, your point total, it's tallied at the end. And then the top teams get taken on this amazing trip. And clearly, I mean, being a four-time Isaderby winner, you have some serious idea of what it takes to win and to stay on task and stuff. So clearly, let's talk about how you form a team and some of the things that you guys do to kind of get set up, and whether it's mindset or setting up business and just kind of in the beginning stages of your build in the Isaderby.
Yep. So it's kind of cool, the order. So the first Hustle Derby I ever went on, it was like I think it was an American Derby, and they offered it to just five individuals from Australia. So I snuck through on that one, and that was my first experience on an Ice Derby. But because I was on my own, I still loved it and enjoyed it. But the whole time I was just like, man, I wish my team was here. Or, man, I wish my mates were here. It kind of got into me early that, it's great to do things by yourself, but nothing beats, imagine if I had my downline here, things like that. So my second Isaderby coming around, I already had it in me from my experience that I need to bring as many people as I possibly can on this Isaderby. So I love Isaderbys because it really is a kind of a don't tell me, show me kind of competition. Mm-hmm. I've learned over my 2 years that everyone wants to do this and has all the reasons and whatnot, but there's a difference between talking about it and doing it. Mm-hmm. And Isaderby kind of does that sorting for you. So when I go to build a team, I look for those people that, I talk about how serious I want to take this, and I get them to really commit and understand it isn't just this thing, we'll try, or hopefully, or anything like that. It's something we all really want to work towards together. I found the executive is key in an Isaderby. If I always have the goal for our team that we all want to make executive, because I don't know this by fact, but it's worked so far that if everyone in that team gets to exec, chances are of you going on the trip are, 99.9%. So getting to exec has always been the goal. And we've had people in our team go from associate to exec, consultant to exec, manager exec. It's all about getting to exec that I've learned. And in the start, before Isaderby, I was, I guess, a bit of a sponsor monster. I didn't really understand how important it was to rank advance or build deep or anything like that. I just thought it was you sign up people and, you get some money. And Isaderby, the way the points are all weighted, I guess, that, presence pack, for example, is 4 points, but getting someone to exec is 15, for example. Isaderby really taught me the value of rank advancing, not just myself, but, people in your downline. And then that, I think that transitioned to my business and my cycles. Once people were rank advancing and helping their people rank advance, my business kind of took off along with it.
Wow. So share with everybody how many people you can put on one team. And with that, how many teams, what's like the highest number of teams that you've had kind of rolling together within your organization, kind of helping each other, but clearly having a little bit of fun competition within your organization?
Yeah. So Isoderby teams consist of 6 people. So yourself and 5 others.
Okay. So, and how many teams did you have going all at once?
So yeah, my first Isoderby was just me, and I said, you know, that never again. And then the second Isoderby, we had our team went, so I got to go over with 5 other people, which was incredible. Then my third Isoderby that doubled to 2, and then this one that just finished a few weeks ago, we had 5 teams in the top 14 all come through. So
wow,
you know, I kind of wanted to set the intention that I want to go on these trips with as many people as possible, and it's starting to come true, which is freaking exciting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the other thing I want to make mention is, I mean, clearly, it's very clear that the people that you choose to be on your team, and probably, I mean, this probably follows through with all of the teams within your organization, is they have to be 100% committed. There's no like willy-nilly here. It's really, it's all or nothing. And there's a deadline to meet, which is fun. It's exciting. It helps to really drive some serious momentum. And clearly with all of that activity, I mean, it's not just you and 5 others within your team. You've got multiple teams, which I would call like little hot spots in your entire genealogy, your organization, where you really see, you know, a lot of activity happening because people are enrolling. They're helping those people advance in rank. So clearly you see a lot of extra boost in business volume, which helps to rank advance people, including yourself. And so have you been able to rank advance in all Isoderbies that you've participated in, or at least close to it?
Yeah, I've rank advanced and created execs and all that through every Isoderby. And, you know, we don't need any more motivation. Like Isogenics is a vehicle to create like the life of our dreams, right? We shouldn't need any more motivation other than that. But I don't know, it's human nature or something, throw a free trip and it just gets people even more excited. So, yeah, these Isoderbies, you know, not many people can work extremely hard, you know, 365 days a year. And these Isoderbies, Isogenics are very, very smart. They know how to motivate us and encourage us. And so they create these Isoderbies at the exact right moments, you know. I'm sure the time, for example, how long it is, they know that it shouldn't be any longer, it shouldn't be any shorter. They know what's going on and what they create for us. I know with myself the excitement and my team, and it's so much fun. There's like you want to win and you want a free trip and you want to change lives, but it's also so much fun, especially down here in Australia. We love to have a bit of smack talk and a bit of I've had won so many bets off the side with all the other leaders in Australia because it's just so much fun to push each other and, turn it into fun. It's not all stressful and doom and gloom and, you know, win or fail, anything like that. It's a lot of fun. And if you're having fun, I've found when I'm having fun, my business is having fun as well.
Yeah, absolutely. What activities do you feel really, really helped in, you know, growing your business and obviously collecting points as you went through the challenge? I mean, was it getting to events? Was it in-home presentations, conference calls? I mean, exactly. Give us an idea of some of those activities that you guys were doing to gain momentum.
Yep. Events, I've had this chat with Eric before. We both believe events are the number one thing. Like events trump everything. So definitely if anyone's in Isoderby, it's an automatic commitment that they're going to make every event during that Isoderby and obviously bring as many people as they can. Rank advancing was the key, I guess, to the business. So at the start, I guess we really we really put a focus on, you know, well, we tried to put a focus on really focusing on enrolling at the start, you know, having all those conversations and then continuing that. But then, you know, the later half of the challenge, then really focusing on, well, now let's help rank advance those people that we enrolled at the start of it. So it was kind of like this well-oiled machine that we go talk to a lot of people, share the Isagenix story. The more people we talk to, the more they're going to say no, but the more that will say yes. And then kind of halfway through the ISA Derby challenge, they've had their results. They've had that aha moment like I did. And then we can start to talk with them and work with them about who do you want to share this with? You know, are you interested in getting your products for free? Things like that. So that was kind of the timeline with our ISA Derby. And I learned, I try and talk to everyone about you. It's not about having one big week in ISA Derby, but then, you know, taking your foot off the other weeks. It's all about just daily consistent action. Mm-hmm. Over it. You don't need to burn out or anything like that, but you just got to be committed and constantly. And yeah, I think people really respond to that, and people didn't stress out or freak out. They just had a lot of fun with it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So let me ask you this. I mean, you developed some seriously fantastic habits, business building habits during the challenge, because again, I mean, there's that deadline. When the ISA Derby is over, do you see that the influence of ISA Derby, you know, taking place 1 day to 1 week to 1 month, you know, beyond in good behaviors and business building, I guess, just the consistency continuing on from the ISA Derby? Did you see that?
Yeah, it really helps people catch on fire. Mm-hmm. It really helps people give a sense of they can do this. And it's almost like even if, let's say, that they make ISA Derby or not, at the end of it, they can look back and think, well, you know, what I actually did wasn't that hard. Maybe I should have done more of it, for example. But in terms of how to grow this business, it's not hard. It just takes effort and energy. So, yeah, I think ISA Derby, especially if people are, it's like going to be their first one, it may sound a bit hard or overwhelming or anything like that. But by the end of it, you've got a real understanding of how this compensation plan works, and there's no longer overwhelm or anything like that. They understand, wow, this is so simple.
Absolutely. The other thing that I wanted to ask you is let's talk about the trips. I mean, what is it like to be gathered with, you know, several other teams, and clearly you guys are all deserving of being there. You guys are pampered and you go somewhere fun, in, you know, around the globe somewhere, and you come together with all these go-getters. And do you guys have fun connecting? Do you share business building strategies and have that inform those relationships?
Yeah, it's I mean, these trips, they're like money can't buy kind of trips. So even one of the ones I went to was in Cambodia, and the things that Isagenix put on for us, it's like money can't buy those experiences. They must have known some people in some high places, because just the things that these trips that we do on these trips, they're just, you can't go and pay for it yourself, you know what I mean? So the trips themselves are priceless, and you touched on so network marketing is a relationship business, and that doesn't stand for, you know, your prospects and all that. It's a relationship business with everyone else in Isagenix as well. And I've made, well, first, you know, whoever you're there with your team, your relationship with them is so much stronger. Mm-hmm. You can communicate a lot easier. You've got those memories. A lot of walls come down. You become so much closer together that you can, when you get back, it's even easier to start working even harder. So that's a bonus. The relationship with everyone else in Isagenix, so all the other leaders, I probably annoy them. They probably hate me, but I'm just in their brains trying to learn what they're doing. Is this working? Have you tried this? Things like that. And everyone's as you know, in Isagenics, everyone's so amazing that everyone just gives up their time to help you out. You build relationships where you can call on people for three-way calls, or you can build relationships where I've had now, whenever I go to America, I go and stay at people's houses because of the relationships, you know, I've made on Isoderby. So that's a bonus. And also, making a relationship with the corporate team. The corporate team are amazing and they work harder than anyone. And it's really awesome to get to know some of the corporate team and see how hard they're working and build a relationship with them as well, and have a sense of this gratitude of how hard they've worked and it's all been for us. So yeah, relationships are the best thing about Isoderby.
All right. Excellent. Well, any tips, you know, any last minute tips that you could give everybody as we kind of wrap this podcast up that are participating in Isoderby this year and want to kick some butt and win this thing, go on that trip. Any last words of advice?
Yeah. I would, it's, you know, that saying, you're the sum of the five people you spend your most time around. I would sort after those people that really, really want to do this and that are all about taking action. The people that win these it sounds simple, but the people that win these ice derbies are the people that take the most action. Mm-hmm. So I would find myself those people who are ready to take a lot of action. I'm sure there are a lot of different ways to win the ice derby, but just the one that I shared is really at the start, focus on having those conversations. The more people that will say no means the more people that are going to say yes, and really focusing on at the start of enrolling people, and then kind of halfway through, we're always enrolling, we never stop that, but then you'll have an awesome little team that you can now work with to help our rank advance. So that's kind of the formula I stick with, and that's I think it's worked so far. So I think if anyone is a bit unsure of what to do, I would follow that because that's what gets me over the line.
Okay, excellent. Well, I'm really jazzed. I also have to say is for everybody that's listening in that's participating in the Isoderby, good luck, because seriously, we want you guys to win. We want you to have fun. As Jackson said, there's so many benefits to the Isoderby, clearly not only during the contest, but also afterwards, you know, that continue on and lead you into not only executive status, golden circle status, but clearly platinum status, as Jackson has done so well. So with that, Jackson, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And everybody listening in, thanks so much for being with us. And until next time, best of success. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.